flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue our trip around the National Football League as we continue to talk to those peon teams that have to play this weekend. I can't imagine. You got to play the first weekend of the playoffs? Just disgusting. I can't imagine living that kind of life. Well, let's head to somebody that knows all about the wild card round. Josh Dover, our friend in Denver, joining us on the show. Josh, how you doing, my man?
You know what? I'm doing good. We are fired up for a little wild card round out here in the Mile High City for the first time in a decade, see that? So I'm doing good.
No, absolutely, man. On a very serious note, let's start with Bo Nix. Bo Nix has put together a very, very good rookie season. When did you realize that, hey, maybe the Broncos got this right at quarterback?
There was early on, he wasn't good. I mean, they're talking about a month of the season where he did not look good. He had happy feet, maybe looked like the league was a little bit too fast for him, but I can actually narrow it down to a throw because I started to do some of this for some stuff out here. But it was a week five game. There are two things that happened in that week five game. He threw a ball in the back of the end zone to Josh Reynolds, and it was like literally the only Josh Reynolds Broncos highlight he had before he got released. But it was just his feet work was perfect. His placement of the football was only where Josh Reynolds could get it. And that second moment is probably what the national audience or even some football fans out there will remember, is him barking back at Sean Payton and getting in his grill a little bit for Sean yelling at him, but Bo knowing that Sean is the one that got it wrong on the play call, and Bo had actually got it right. So those two moments, that throw, because I know, all right, hey, you know what the NFL speed is now, where you have to put the ball and how you have to lead a wide receiver, and then the moment of like, hey, I'm not going to just let my coach bully me all the time. That was it for me.
If you are looking at a potential quarterback, like a comparison on who the ceiling would be for Bo Nix, what's the best case scenario for Bo Nix? I think he has proven that he can be a good quarterback in the NFL. He's completing 67% of his passes, almost threw for 4,000 yards, had 29 touchdowns this season, and had a 90-plus quarterback rating. Bo Nix had a good season, but I'm guessing you're expecting improvement to be better as his career continues to progress. What do you think his ceiling is?
I mean, there's a lot of the comparisons, and everybody wants to do the Drew Brees thing just because he's tied to Sean Payton. And I mean, Drew Brees was a hell of a quarterback. The dude won a Super Bowl and is certainly probably getting himself to a Hall of Fame bid. I don't know about that level of quarterback play for Bo. Maybe the two of them can have the success depending on what's around Bo. I mean, I don't know what the country feels about Jared Goff, but I think that's a good comparison, who Jared Goff is. And is he ever going to win an NFL MVP? Probably not. Is he going to be a big-time player when you talk about the quarterback landscape of Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson? No, probably not. He's on that next tier. But I think that's where Bo Nix can be eventually. And I'm not saying next year or even the year after that. But 4 or 5 years into it, Bo Nix on that second tier of NFL quarterback play, I think that's where he can live, and he can live there for a while.
I'm looking at the Broncos stats right now. If there's going to be a team that is linked to drafting a running back in the first round, it's going to be the Broncos, right? You got some names at the position, but they didn't get a whole lot of production from the running back position this year.
No, not at all. And a lot of that is on Sean Payton, actually, as where I would point my finger. He just doesn't want to run the ball. Obviously, he's an offensive-minded coach and has a great game plan every single week, according to Sean Payton. But he just doesn't want to run the ball. That's not the point of emphasis for him. So I do think they need to address the room because Javonte Williams isn't it. I'm still intrigued as to what a guy like Audric Estime can be, and Jaleel is – And he's not an every down guy. When he is in on third down, you kind of know what the deal is if you're the defensive side. So I like Audric Estime. I think Jahlil has a spot on the roster, but they have to add something. But until Sean Payton really commits to running the football and establishing that, they won't have any real success in the run game.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Josh Dover. He covers the Broncos, getting their thoughts as they get ready for their wild card matchup against the Buffalo Bills and if they could pull off the upset. All right, big picture here, at least for the Denver Broncos. There were only two teams in the league that allowed fewer points than Denver did this year on defense. Los Angeles, the Chargers were number one. The Eagles are number two. Do you look at the Broncos as having an elite defense?
I did until December came, and then things started to go the wrong way for Vance Joseph and his side of the ball. They did have to play a couple of those games without Riley Moss, who's on the other side of Patrick Surtain, who's really good and able to hold his own on that side. And then even when he came back, he was a little bit of a rusty version of himself. So they're hopeful that that's a little bit better. I don't know if I would go with elite. I would go with very good. Nick Benito is a stud. He's third in the NFL in sacks. He's a part of the Defensive Player of the Year conversation. Had a couple touchdowns that the world saw because they were big plays. Zach Allen on the interior is a real stud. Top of the league in quarterback pressures. So I don't know that I'd go elite, but I would go really, really good.
What did you guys make of the controversy? And I'm using air quotes here because in Kansas City, we were obviously well-versed in it. Some Bengals fans were mad that Kansas City didn't try hard in that final week of the season. And then I'm thinking, well, you guys had all year to take care of your own business, and now you want somebody else to do your level of dirty work. The Broncos benefited the most from the Broncos taking week 18 off. What was that controversy like? What was that conversation in Denver?
Oh, we were happy with it. I mean, who cares about the Bengals in Kansas City or in Denver, right? And I'm with you. They show up the first 6 weeks of the season, and you don't have to rely on other teams. So all good. The Broncos stubbed their toe the first couple of weeks and should have got it done then. And who cares? You can only beat who's in front of you. The Broncos took advantage of the Chiefs being in a great situation and being able to rest some of their starters, all of their starters. So we're not mad about it at all. If, like I said, beggars can't be choosers, man. We're begging for a long time here. We're not going to choose how we get into the playoffs.
When was the last playoff game that you guys won? I'm not even asking this to throw any shade at the Broncos. What was the last playoff game the Broncos won?
Oh, it was a big one, actually. You might remember it. Super Bowl 50.
Oh, wow. You guys haven't won a playoff game since then?
No, that was it. They haven't been back to the playoffs since then. Carrington, that following year in 2016, they had Trevor Siemian at quarterback, and they went 9-7. And then there was a list of 13 other quarterbacks since then. And now this is the first quarterback to bring the Broncos to the playoffs since Peyton Manning.
Wow, I forgot it had been that long. You know, I've been so caught up in, you know, following the team that I'm with going to the Super Bowl. I got kind of sidetracked catching up with all these other teams that just don't make the postseason very often. Right now we're talking to my guy, Josh Dover. All right, Josh, you know what? There's a lot of people that think that the Broncos are going on the road and winning this game. There's a lot of people that think that the Broncos are a very popular upset pick. Sell me on the Broncos going to Buffalo and pulling off this upset.
Well, there's a way. I will tell you, I'm not one of those people. I'm probably not as popular out here because I just said it on my radio show an hour ago that they're not going to go to Buffalo and win. But there is a way. The reason I say they aren't is because it includes running the football and establishing that side of the ball for Sean Payton, and he hasn't done that all year. But if he can do that, if you run the football, if you give a running back 15 to 18 carries and let that get going in the first half, use it to set up the pass in the second half, you can do that. And if this game is close or the Broncos find themselves with a lead, be it just 7 points or a 10-0 lead, a 13-3 lead, something in that first half, in the pucker situation, the Buffalo Bills, you know what they do in the playoffs? Of course you do, because you've been a part of it out there. They lose and they choke, and the players will start to feel that. The fan base will start to feel that. That will become real and tangible for those players. So there is a way, but it is a giant uphill battle. You'll have to run the football. Bo's going to have to play a great game like he did against the Chiefs a week ago against the backups. And they're going to have to get after Josh Allen and keep it tight so that the pucker situation becomes a real factor.
Yeah, I'm looking at this stat, and this is why I got to fade the Broncos. I'm also feeling the same way about the Commanders. Rookie quarterbacks have made 22 road starts in NFL history. Their teams are 5-17 on the road in their first playoff game. Just the Broncos have had a great year. The Commanders have had a great year. It's just not realistic to think that you were taking your rookie quarterback on the road and winning. And especially in Denver's case, in your case, Buffalo had a bye week last week. So they're coming in healthy. They're obviously coming in with something to prove. I just don't know how realistic it is to think the Broncos are going on the road and winning on Saturday or Sunday.
I'm with you. It's house money, and it's going to be great playoff experience for this young Broncos team, and obviously for a young quarterback in Bo Nix. And this is just the beginning of what this group is going to be able to do, what the duo is going to be able to do with Sean Payton and with Bo Nix. So they're playing with house money. You're going to gain some experience, and then next year you really are going to have some expectations going into a playoff game if they're fortunate enough to find themselves in one.
All right, last thing here, Josh. Give me an X factor. Let's say that you and I are talking next week. The Broncos have pulled off the upset. It is one of the more surprising results in either college football or NFL. Tell me how they did it. Tell me who plays well.
All right, Marvin Mims will be one of those guys. That guy's come on really strong as of late. I'll give you kind of an under-the-radar kind of name, too, is Devon Vele, who is also a wide receiver. But if the Broncos are able to win this game, he's going to be a guy that can expose the middle of the field, find the markers, and get up, pick up big first downs with Bo when they need him. So Devon Vele under the radar, but Marvin Mims is a guy that everybody should know watching the league. And if he can play well, because he's a dude that's going to get involved in the punt returns, kick returns don't really happen in the NFL, but he can flip the field, punt returns. He had a big 97-yard touchdown play a few weeks back. And Sean loves to use him out of the backfield, either running the ball, those little screens that will give him opportunities with one-on-ones. And if he can make one guy miss, not a lot of people are going to catch him.
I just have to ask you this because I've been asking everybody this. Have you heard this LiAngelo Ball song? Do you like it?
You know what? I do like it. I have heard it. I've heard it a couple of times, and I absolutely like it. What do you feel about it?
It's kind of catchy. I like it, too.
I mean, that little whoa, you know what I mean? Like, everybody wants to say it.
No, I'm with you. I've been, like, catching myself singing. Like, man, I actually kind of like this song. I was actually driving to work today. I typed it into Apple Music and was listening to it on the way to work.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like it a lot.
That is our guy, Josh Dover, joining us on the show. He's with Denver Sports. He's one of our favorite guests to join us on the show. Josh, good luck, man.
I appreciate it, man. Good talking to you.
Absolutely. That's my guy, Josh Dover, joining us on the show today. He covers the Denver Broncos.